This is a production of Cornell University.
We're going to get started. Can I get a count of how many people are here today?
Morgan Baker.
Oh, and everyone, please use microphones. They weren't able to hear us during roll call last week.
Genevieve Bansaw.
She's coming.
Esther Bentalila. Duncan Cady.
Here.
Pedro Das Vera.
Here.
Dylan Eisman.
Here.
Annette Gleiberman.
Here.
Ping Ronmeyer.
Here.
Deepak Ilongo. John John Jiang.
Here.
Andrew Wan.
Here.
Joanne Kim. Amari Lampert. Here. Claudia Leone. Yananawi Logan.
Yeah, Yananawi is on.
Manaya Lewis. Luna Liu.
Excused.
Benjamin Luckow.
Excused.
Joseph Mullen.
Here.
Nicole Overton. Here. Nikki Reddy.
Here.
Kate Santa Cruz.
Here.
Lucas Smith.
Excused.
Michelle Song.
Here.
Claire Templeman.
Here.
Valeria Valencia.
Here.
Henry Wade.
Here.
Adele Williams.
Here.
Everest Yon.
Here.
Annalie Nanye.
Here.
I have 24 members present.
Amazing. Thank you. Is it 25 of Genevieve? Okay. Perfect. So our time is 4:48. I've got 25 members present, and I'm officially calling this meeting to order. I am going to start with our land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gaigana, the Cayuga Nation. The Gaigana are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gaigana dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of the Gaigana people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Okay, now I'm calling for any late additions to the agenda. Representative Cady.
Sorry, I was a bit surprised when I get handed the microphone. I'm wondering if we could amend the agenda to add the confirmation vote for the first nomination of the Office of Ethics. I'd like to put it, if it's all right with a VP, the Representative Valencia, if we can put it before we get through the Athletics Education Department. So in the announcements reports.
Can we actually do it after that?
So I'm just thinking
before the byline.
Sure. Actually, yeah, that's totally fine.
Okay, do we have a second to that? Okay. Do we have any dissent to that? Okay. Any other late additions? Okay, perfect. Now we can go into our consent agenda. Update to President Pollock on resolutions 26 through 30. Number 26, approving special projects funding to the Cornell Intellectual Property and Ethics Club, SIPEC, for the accessibility case competition. That was acknowledged by the president. Support for interim policy 6.3, that's resolution number 27. That was acknowledged by the president. Resolution number 28, amending the student assembly standing rules to codify the content of the special projects funding application, was also acknowledged by the president. Resolution number 29, amending the student assembly standing rules to establish the consent agenda, was acknowledged by the president. And resolution number 30, declaring Orange Shirt Day as an official day of recognition and solidarity that has been submitted to the president. Okay, now we're moving into an approval of minutes for November 4th. Representative Katie.
I'd like to amend the minutes in that'd be section 6, point A, subpoint 3. It says that I explained that C. Hogan gave a similar presentation in front of the UA. That actually, I think, is a misunderstanding. It was actually Chief Honan who did that. So Chief H-O-N-A-N gave that presentation in front of the UA. So I'd like to amend that.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any dissent to that? Amazing. Anything else? Representative Gleiberman.
Motion to approve the minutes by unanimous consent.
Second, any dissent? Amazing, those minutes are approved. Now I'll send it over to VP Bonta for open microphone.
Hey everyone, so open microphone is for non-SA members. If you have any announcements or anything to say or questions you have, please feel free to step up to the podium and take the spot. Okay, awesome. I guess that's nothing, so I'll pass it back to President Anonge.
Okay, next we have announcements and reports. The first one that we have is Athletics and Physical Education Department. From Larry Quaint, and I'm sorry if I said your name wrong. And you can come up to the podium. So you have the floor right now if you'd like to present or speak, or if there are any requests on us.
I was requested to be here to questions about the byline funding that we received last year. I don't have anything prepared. I thought I would just answer questions. I will say that we acknowledge, and I talked about this last week with the Appropriations Committee, that last year we received significant SA funding for which we did not provide any benefits. And we are fully prepared to work with whoever the appropriate people or committees are to find a way to return those benefits to students in a timely manner. So we do not have any suggestions. We do not have any ideas. We're kind of looking for students to come up with some ideas that would be most beneficial to them.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Representative Gleiberman.
So I guess my biggest question is, do you have any understanding about why athletics and physical education is funded through the SAF? Obviously, when I think of things funded by the student activity, I think of like student orgs. And I'm guessing it's not, I don't want to like enjoyable like or fun to like come up here and kind of be like talking to students for money. So like just would the university pick up the tab? Like obviously the money has to come from somewhere, but like do you know why the SA funds it and any reason to think the university wouldn't if it wasn't funded through the SA? Just because I believe the SAF should be funding things that are run by students, and it doesn't really make sense to be funding things that are run by adults or staff or other people who are like paid to do this as a job.
I don't know why. I do know that it's been a longstanding practice. I've been employed at Cornell since 2008. It's this funding cycle that we're going through now is my seventh time going through this. We receive a limited amount of resources from the university. We also generate resources on our own through gifts and endowment income and operations. But it's not sufficient to run our entire program. And the amount we receive in byline funding, that money is used to provide discounted hockey tickets to students. It's used to provide free admission to all of our other ticketed games to students. And there's a portion of it that we use on marketing efforts specifically targeted to the undergraduate students. not a case of us receiving money and providing nothing in return. If ever the Appropriations Committee decided not to provide us with funding, we would just have to adjust our operations, and it would likely mean there would no longer be a ticket discount on hockey tickets, and students would have to pay to attend the game. So we feel like we provide value to the students, and we certainly appreciate the funding they've been generous to provide over the years. But if another decision is reached, then we'll have to just adjust our operations accordingly. So, but I'm sorry if I didn't really answer your question. I don't know why. I don't know the history of how this started, because it was in place when I got here.
Just so I understand what you're saying, this is about my question. So you don't believe the university would fund these things if the SAF didn't fund them?
I can only say that we have been told that the funding that we receive from the university is all that we're going to receive.
Representative Williams.
Hi, thank you for coming in today. So last week when we were talking about the report of your byline allocation, we were just, I know a lot of us were just a little bit curious what exactly the $9 goes towards. So I think you just shed light that it goes towards those discounted tickets and no tickets for the other games. I don't know, is there any more detail you could provide without like breaking confidentiality?
We set aside, so Lina Rink, the capacity is I think around 4,200 people. We set aside, I believe it's 1,350 tickets for undergraduates that are, that we price at a discount. A normal season ticket cost is $20 per game. So if there's 15 home games that year, that's $300. The cost to students is $13. So that's it's 35% discount. We have also in recent years, I think the last 2 years or so, done something to make it even more attractive to students, which is it used to be that if a student bought a hockey season ticket, they had to pay for every game, including games that may occur over the winter break when students are not here. We have since removed those games from the package so that the cost of a student season ticket is only for those games that are during the fall or spring semesters. The students who may be on campus during the break have the opportunity to buy a single game ticket for those games we took out at a discount. So we think that the hockey ticket option is more attractive now than it used to be, because students don't have to pay for games they can't attend. The other sports that we ticket are football, men's basketball, women's hockey, wrestling, and I believe, although I'm not 100% certain, men's soccer. And if the funding were not in place, we would likely charge a $5 entry fee for any student to attend those events. And then the final component, which out of the $9, I think is less than $2, is towards marketing. We have a group of student workers and student interns that work on marketing specifically to the undergraduates. And what the exact components of that program are, I'm not 100% sure about. But that's the benefits that we provide in exchange for the fund.
Representative Templeman.
Thanks for coming to talk to us. I'm serving on the Appropriations Committee, and one of the things that we discussed was the big rollover that you guys have seen due to COVID. And you mentioned that we voted to grant the requested funding, and you said that you could use the rollover towards things such as discounted gym passes. And so I was wondering, like, how feasible would discounted gym passes or like discounted like PE fee? Like fees for like classes be for like the next byline cycle?
I think it's certainly possible. As I said, we're open to any suggestions, and we'll look into any anything that's brought forward. I would have to talk to the people I work with who specifically oversee those programs. But there would be some things we would have to work through. For instance, if all of a sudden we said, okay, you buy a fitness center membership, it's at a discount. Well, that's not really fair to the students who have already bought one at full price. So maybe we would have to go back and first provide a discount to all those people. And then there's only X amount of money, so it can't be an open-ended offer. Otherwise, we would risk discounting more than the amount that we're talking about. So there would be a lot of details to work through, but we would certainly be willing to look at any suggestions that are sent to us. And it would be the same same concept with discounted PE classes. And there may be other ideas. We're open to anything.
I have a question, just clarification for Representative Valencia. I was wondering what was the actual change in the byline allocation, if you have it on hand?
There was no change, so it's still the same amount, $9.08, I believe.
Okay, and it was a request for an increase then?
No, it's the same.
Okay, perfect. Representative Katie?
I'm not sure exactly who is more relevant to answer this question, but just kind of going back to discussion on the rollover, I think a lot of our questions from our last meeting when we first discussed the initial introduction of this funding was specifically about the rollover and the increased amount, given last year obviously was a year where we didn't spend any money on athletics, but there was still an allocation. I'm wondering if there's currently a plan in place to spend that down that allocation, and if possible, if it's fine with the Appropriations Committee and yourself, if we could talk more openly about the total amount that is in that rollover.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Yeah, I'm asking specifically if you can disclose the amount that is in the rollover that we're currently talking about, and yep. Then if there is a plan in place to spend that down, what that could look like.
So the amount is approximately $110,000. And we have no plans right now for it. We're waiting to hear input from the students.
And I guess then kind of a follow-up to that?
No. I'm going to keep going down the speaker's list. Do you have any other? Okay, that's starting a new speaker's list. So is there anything else? Okay, Representative Gleiberman.
So I know you mentioned like the advertising is only targeting undergraduate students. I was curious kind of what you kind of meant by that, because I mean, advertising is advertising. And I was curious why the allocation you asked for from the GPSA is just the Big Red Sports Pass and not funding, and why the undergrads are paying for the Big Red Sports Pass and advertising. And if you would be open to possibly also asking the GPSA for some money for advertising, so it wouldn't all come from undergraduates, because it's hard to like say this advertising is only reaching you and not reaching other people.
So unfortunately, I don't have all the details on the marketing program. That's not my area, but I can certainly take the question back. I do know that the GPSA funding is really strictly targeting or dedicated to hockey tickets. We set aside a number of tickets for them also. And at one point, there was a time when the funding from both groups was the same. But over time, different groups raised or increased the amounts independently of each other.
Okay, I'm going to take two more questions. Representative Katie.
Hi. So I just to clarify, I think a lot of members' concerns, and part of the reason we really welcomed you in today, was we had some just interest in like the plan with this allocation relating to the rollover. Because obviously, while I think the Student Assembly, I can't speak for other people, really does support this program, I think there's some concerns with an allocation of $9 per student if there is this larger rollover. So I guess what I'm kind of asking is, what kind of is the feasibility of possibly like some alternative solutions to lowering this so that we could still allocate fully this funding Like what are possibilities of possibly like lowering the current students' ticket to offer to hockey games, or possibly allocating slightly less so that there is, we can spend on this rollover and there's not so much of a surplus here. And then finally, if you can talk a little bit more about this gym membership thing that I think we've kind of floated around a little bit. I know a lot of student assembly members are very interested in the possibility of subsidizing a gym membership if possible.
So if, and you know, that came up, I don't recall if you're on the appropriations committee or not, but we talked about that there. And I said, you know, it would have to be the type of thing where we would have to communicate the opportunity for a discounted membership. We would have to have a specific date by which someone would have to make clear their intention buy one. And then we would have to figure out how many people that is, and divide 110,000 by that number of people. So we can't say up front how much the discount is because it depends on the number of people. And as I said before, I think we would also have to address the people who have already bought a membership at full price. I also want to say it was my request to the Appropriations Committee. Another way to get the funding back is to cut our allocation from $9.08 to something less and still get the same benefits. That's possible. I requested the committee not do that because if the amount awarded to us is reduced, then that becomes the baseline for 2 years from now. And as I've experienced, as I said, in my 7 times going through this process, it's always a completely different group. You know, people move on, they graduate, they leave the SA. And so there's not a knowledge that carries forward. And so it's our desire not to have that happen, just so that we don't have to explain if it's reduced $3 in 2 years from now, we ask for the $3 back. It just makes it harder for us. And it's a group of people that may not understand the history.
Of course, because you won't have that surplus in the
interval. We can't. We're not doing a follow up.
I'm thinking.
Okay. Do we have any other questions? Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, next we have a confirmation. Representative Katie.
So if y'all remember last week, I introduced you all to Naveen. He was the first nominee to the Office of Ethics. Again, it was, I believe, Resolution 23, but my numbers kind of escaped me, where we created that to replace the Research and Accountability Committee. I've gotten to talk to a couple of the newer members who weren't there for that process, got to answer some questions. But just to clarify, what today is more or less, is it's hopefully an opportunity to confirm the first member of this office. This does need a 2/3 majority vote. The process laid out was the chance to introduce Naveen last meeting, give you all a week to talk to him, possibly ask questions regarding the Office of Ethics, regarding his interest in the Office of Ethics, and just get the word out there. There is no precedent on how to do this. This is a new organization. My imagination was I could open up for more questions. You could talk to myself, you could talk to Naveen. Sadly, Lucas isn't here today, but I'd love to put a vote forward and make the first confirmation.
Perfect. And just to clarify, this would be a 2/3 vote.
Yes.
Representative Williams.
Motion to vote.
Second.
Any dissent to that? Amazing. Can I have all those in favor, please raise your placards. Do you have any?
Oh, is anyone? Yeah. You can watch.
Can you watch that? Sorry about that, guys. Okay, everyone here can lower. Can I have all those abstaining, raise your, oh, all those opposed, raise your placards? Okay, can I have all those abstaining, raise your placards? Okay, yay, if you can raise your hand, if that's a yes. Can you raise for a no? Or for an abstaining, you can also like leave it in the chat. I'm not sure if they can they hear us. I realize that they might not be able to hear us. Yeah, we're gonna do that. Okay, in a vote of 22 to 1 to 2, is someone missing?
That's 25
people. I'm literally dumb, you're right. That is 25 people. Okay, in a vote of 22 to 1 to 2, that passes, congratulations.
Trying to vote yes.
Okay, so actually it would be 23 to 1 to 1. Okay, perfect. Now we have byline announcements from Representative Valencia. Yeah, everyone can also bring out laptop.
Yeah, so if you can open up the box to look at the reports. Okay, so we can start with athletics. Larry Quaint was just here with us. Just as a reminder, they were requesting $9.08 and the Appropriations Committee recommended $9.08. So their full requested amount.
Valeria, before you keep going, guys, I've heard a lot of crosstalk today and it can pick up on the microphones and on the like recorder. I can hear everything that you say, like even if you're down there. So please just pay attention to the people who are speaking and like give them their time because they came to the floor.
Yeah, so $9.08 for athletics.
Representative Katie.
Hey everyone, so I'm gonna level with everyone here. I have some concerns with the athletics plan to spend down their budget. And I'm wondering if Valeria, you could clarify, or Representative Valencia, if you could clarify a little bit more what that conversation looked like. My hope was from today, we could learn more about possible spending with how they could spend that down. I don't know if we got really much concrete stuff from our guest speaker, but I'd love to hear Valeria, if you could talk a little bit more about just that process, what the Appropriations Committee.
Yeah, so basically what Larry said is what he presented to the Appropriations Committee, right? Like he mentioned, they do have this large surplus, but there's no, like, no concrete plan on how to spend it down, which is why like some members of the committee suggested like maybe like subsidizing gym memberships, like other like ideas and stuff, but they themselves don't have like a concrete plan on how to spend down this. That helps.
Representative Wan.
Yeah, so just a general note, I think one thing of concern is obviously their lack of plan, but I also think on the flip side that there's actually potential there for us to like have input on that plan. But I guess in a similar wavelength as Representative Katie, it's kind of just like, how much can we depend on the fact that like they're gonna follow through with this and how much of our input are they gonna really take? So that's something I'd like to take into consideration when voting on this.
Representative Gleiberman.
I am fully in favor of a very decreased allocation. It is a, first of all, I think it's a very dangerous precedent to set to give any violent org money, like saying, oh, we're gonna like with like very abstract ideas. It's really important that we think about the students' money, and we should only really give it places where there is kind of a concrete plan. The free gym stuff has been talked about for years. Athletics has been talking about doing it for years. I feel like it would have, there would have been like way more progress already happening in it than just like, oh, we could probably do that. It's a more complex issue. Some people have been talking about like, oh, we don't have enough gyms yet to have it. Like, I've heard a lot of reasons other than like just funding of why it couldn't happen. And that's why I think it is a very not a good idea. Also, again, like our money's going to things like advertising. And we also really should like advertising for a university department. I don't know. It doesn't really make sense to me.
Representative Wade.
Yeah, I think further to Representative Lieberman's point, it's just kind of when you think about the effects of, even if they have like a plan to spin down the rollover now and it's concrete, it won't really take place for, until like a year or two from now. So I just think like thinking of the timeline of kind of how the students who pay into like these byline organizations won't actually get that benefit. So like the students from last year, you know, they've already been charged and they have this huge rollover. And I don't honestly think it's like fair to kind of like them for us to like still give them the same allocation when there's this rollover and without like a concrete plan in the short term on how it's going to be spent down.
I'd like to say that I'm like in favor of this allocation. I think like, I don't understand why like us and APSCOM just in general have been like very like happy and eager to decrease money this year. I think if students like the fact that like they have a decrease to go to hockey games, I've never been to a hockey game on campus, but if people like that and that's something that like means something to Cornell students, like we should give them that. That's what we do as a student assembly. It's $100,000 rollover, which is, that is, for granted, that is a lot of money. But like after they pay that money down, what's gonna happen is they're gonna have a lower allocation, and then the byline cycle after us is gonna look to that and say, hey, we're gonna use that same allocation because that's what they've had in the past, which is how it usually goes, or they're gonna decrease it, which is also how it usually goes. I would say that like, if this is a resource that students like, I don't see a reason why we feel like we need to decrease it. Personal opinion. Representative Gann.
If the worry is just about how future byline deciders will look at the allocation for this year, could we just hypothetically put like 9.08 minus like the surplus and some sort of variable there and just make note of that?
Can you repeat that last part?
Yeah, could we just keep the recommendation at 9.08 and then add like minus the surplus for, I guess, the student population?
That would be like a different like recommendation, right? So that's something like the assembly as a whole would have to like propose and like vote on. Does that make sense?
Okay, no side talk. Representative Jing.
Just to a response for some of the points that my SA colleagues already mentioned, especially Representative Huang's previous point about making a plan. So the thing is, as we probably heard that from the presentation previously, that there's currently no plans. And how can we make sure the plans of the rollover is being spent, let's say if there is allocation? Therefore, in my opinion, it might be a better idea to return those allocations to the student assembly. And as student assembly collectively, we can decide how to make those plans. In this way, we can represent the most diverse idea across campuses, since we're all elected across all the diverse communities, which have the better representation than a specific department. Thank you.
Representative Valencia, can you clarify if you know if we can do that? So that would mean returning their current rollover to the student assembly?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's like no precedent, like that hasn't happened before, right? So that's an option we can explore, but.
Point of information or order, which one is it? Info, point of information, that has happened numerous times before. Spring 2020, SAFC returned their rollover back to SA. It goes directly into the special projects fund.
Okay, but the actual question is, can we force them to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so like maybe Carson, I'm not sure if you can look this up, but like we can say in their report that they have to give us back money we've already given them. Okay. Representative Overton.
I would just like to touch on Annalie's point because I agree, as someone who does go to pretty much every hockey game, like I can guarantee that there are like a lot of people there and a lot of people like would benefit from a proposed plan, especially like geared towards something like hockey, because I don't think we pay for many other sports besides that. Like even lowering the ticket price from like $15 to like $12 would benefit a lot of students, because a lot of people are like, oh, that's like a lot, like I don't want to go right now, you know? So like, and I also, we were talking about bad precedents being set. I also think that, again, kind of concurring with Annalie, I think this would set a pretty nasty precedent, especially if we lowered it by a significant amount. Like, say if we lowered it to, like, I don't know, $4 or $5, I feel like that would be, like, really, really, really bad for, like, future budgets for this organization, and could potentially result in losses in revenue for hockey games and all other sports games. And I don't know, I just personally, and especially because, like, I'm looking at this report now, and it was in a vote of 8-0-1, which, correct me if I'm wrong, means that pretty much everyone voted in favor of this allocation. So I'm just kind of confused about like why everyone's kind of changing it up now, especially like when he, also sorry if I'm being like really echoey, but when he said that he's open to student suggestions and when we could give them suggestions for the specific spending down, oh, everyone's putting their pockets up, when we could give them suggestions for like spending down the money. I just personally think that it was a really bad precedent. And again, considering that everyone literally voted in favor of this like before, I honestly think it'd be ridiculous to slash it.
Point of order.
Yeah.
Can people on the Appropriations Committee respond, since she and her claim asked what's their reasoning for the switch?
No.
Okay.
Representative Valencia right now is like representing you, but like if I called you on the speaker's list, then you could say something. Okay, we got a lot of hands here and we have a lot on our agenda today, including an election. So I would smile on a motion to vote at some point soon, just because this was on the floor last week. I'm gonna take three questions and then I'm gonna take two questions and then I'm gonna set a speaker's time, hoping that we have a motion to vote soon. Can you lower your hand if you're on a second speaker's list? Representative Templeman.
Yeah, I mean, I think Nicole brought up, or Representative Overton brought up some points. As someone from the Appropriations Committee, I know like a lot of people are excited about the prospect of getting reduced gym passes, which is, you know, something that a lot of student assembly members have lobbied for, but have been unsuccessful. But I do recognize that he, even just in this meeting, he brought up some points about like how like what about like students already paying for gym passes, as well as like whether there was enough space within like current gyms. And it does take time to like set up something like this plan that we just don't have. Like we need to vote on the allocation today, and we don't know whether this plan will work for like a few weeks at least. So I don't really want to see money that students pay just go wasted and sit in an account. And while I understand, like, if we do cut their allocation because of their rollover, that could, like, potentially, like, make a future appropriations committee more leery towards, like, re-raising the allocation. But I also feel like, given if they say, like, if we don't raise the allocation, like, Big Red Sports Pass and discounted hockey games will no longer happen, which I believe are two very popular programs, I feel like the future appropriations committee should be pretty reasonable. I mean, we've already voted to increase things like collegiate readership program, which like we shared, this was a couple weeks ago. So Morgan shared a presentation. She said, like, if we don't increase this allocation, CRP is no longer going to exist. And so I believe a future appropriations committee will be reasonable and will raise it if they know that if they don't raise it, it could be dangerous to the program. So I feel like it makes sense to just decrease it for this cycle, so that way we don't see student money going unused. And then in the future, especially we can also include in like the report, like a recommendation to increase in the future. I feel like future appropriations committee will be reasonable.
Representative, do you have a response? Okay, Representative Mullen.
Yeah, I just wanted to second what Representative Zhang said of potentially having this plan that we talked about of bringing these funds back to, under our discretion. I just wanted to ask Vice President Valencia, what is there a way to use this report to do that? Would we amend this report, or how would we go about doing that? Would that be a resolution?
So like I said, like not forcing, but asking an org to give back the funding, right? I don't believe that has happened before. I know Annie brought the example of SAOC, but that was like SAOC like voluntarily gave back the money, right? But I do believe that's something we can look at, and that's what we feel we should do as an assembly.
Okay, second speaker's list. Please put your placards down. Okay, I again highly smile upon a motion to vote. Representative Vanta.
Motion to vote.
You can't object? Can you dissent?
Oh, yeah, now you vote on whether to end
it. Okay, so you have a dissent, and now we are voting on whether to end debate. Can I have all those in favor of ending debate, please raise your placards. Okay, all those opposed? Okay, all those abstaining? Okay, in a vote of 9-13-3, that motion fails. Okay, now we're doing a 20-second speaker's time, 20-second speaker's time, 20-second response, and I'm gonna make hard stops on those. Remember, we still have to go through like 6 more reports. Representative Song.
I wanna preface that I completely understand the value of athletics and sports games as they pertain to community spirit, school spirit as a whole. But I am a little hesitant about the sort of abstract how this rollover is going to be spent. So I just want to pose one question. As for future cases, is there any safety net in place? For instance, if an organization doesn't spend a certain percentage of their bylaw.
Representative Valencia.
No, just fine.
Okay. Representative Williams.
I just wanted to echo that I think that it would be setting a dangerous precedent for sure. He seemed very open to working with us to implement something. And it's hard to make a plan within a week from the previous meeting. I think having this rollover shouldn't be counting against them, and we should continue to fund these programs. And he can probably work with the finance committee in order to create a solid plan.
Thank you. Representative De Silveira.
Thank you. I completely agree with what Representative Williams just brought up. We have the opportunity now to make greater benefits for the student body. And I completely agree that this sets a very dangerous precedent, because in the future, when it comes time for the future APSCOM to raise spending up again, they're going to be very hesitant and will probably try to lower it back from its original funding. Thank you.
Perfect. Representative Gleiberman.
I really don't think anyone should be basing this off of what the next APSCOM is going to do. This has happened so many times before. We lower an allocation then to raise it for the next one to account for rollover. It's standard practice. It's really like we write these reports and then we read all the current ones from the last cycle. That really should not be an issue. Like, we ask every org to spend on the rollover and come to us with a plan. That's nothing new. We need to apply the same rules.
Representative Eisman.
Well, I do agree that I think that we shouldn't base our allocation on upcoming cycles. I do think that recognizing this is an incredible opportunity, if the request allocation is distributed, to find new ways to provide benefits to students, and would really encourage, if this is possible, which I guess is a question, if we're able to create an ad hoc committee that is specifically focused on this.
Thank you. Representative Valencia, do you have a response to that? Is that a question? Okay. Perfect. Representative Katie.
I propose we allocate at the current amount so we don't run into this issue with ABSCOM, with the intention that we specify exactly a way that this is spent. I propose possibly asking for subsidies on current hockey tickets. It's clear they have control of that, where we don't have control over gym subsidies. I don't think gym subsidies are going to happen. The previous speaker showed no intention of doing that. If we want to make them spend this money, we should allocate this money so we don't have the issue with the
ABSCOM. Okay, that's time.
Point of information.
Yes.
I guess, like, question, like, how do we make it, what? Like, what's the process to making them, like, require to do something in byline funding, I guess?
Yeah, so usually it's kind of, like, outlined on, like, their Appendix B kind of, like, regulation thing. That's how it is for, like, all the other orgs. But I think Dylan mentioned a good idea that we can, like, create, like, a committee that kind of, like, works with them. We work with them and stuff so that we can, like, figure out, like, what to do with that role.
Okay, again, I would smile upon a motion to vote. As a reminder, quite a few members have to leave early today. If you'd like to vote in the election, you have to be there for the conversation. Representative Jiang.
Two extremely important points. First of all, today's presentation is actually a little bit different from what he gave the ABSCOM, because in the ABSCOM meetings presentation that it appears to be he has a plan. Second of all is that I totally understand the subsidies of the tickets. However, we need to think about the fact that the students are actually paying for the ticket to the student SPDP and
okay,
to go
time.
To Solity. So he's actually
Representative
paying the same.
Wade.
So.
Yeah, further to Representative Jiang's point is that the presentation that the athletics chair gave to us is different than the appropriations committee's presentation. It seemed that he came to the appropriations committee like he already had the plan of decreasing the gym memberships. And he was the one that presented the plan of even sending out a Google form to the students. So now that there's like this change when he's here,
okay,
that's what
time.
Makes me more apprehensive.
Representative Gleiberman.
Kind of just based on the fact that we really need to think about students' money and the money already allocates discounts for hockey games, I will motion to overturn the appropriations committee's decision with the intention of that passes funding them at $5.50, which will still give them a rollover.
Okay.
Why that number?
Just did the math. Like I multiplied their current, like what they're asking for by 2 years and then subtracted that from the rollover and then like divided that by like per student. Based on what we've been told, 15,000 is usually like the safe number to use for students.
Okay, do we have a second to that motion? Second. Do we have a dissent to that? Oh, we can't take a dissent. Oh, actually we can. Okay, do we have a dissent to that?
Do we need to end debate for point of order?
Point of order, do we need to end debate or can we vote on this?
If we have a dissent, right?
This was what? Representative Lieberman just motioned an amendment to this report?
No, so the motion on the floor right now is to approve this recommendation. I motion to overturn it.
So you're asking to vote not to approve of this report?
Yes.
I think you're voting to appeal.
Yeah, so it's a motion to vote.
You have to overturn a motion to confirm this. Only needs a 1/2 majority, but a motion to overturn it takes a 2/3 majority and then a 1/2 to approve the new one.
That motion would then lead us to vote. It can't be debated.
Yes. So we're voting on her motion. If we had a dissent, then we would be, but we didn't have a dissent. Okay. So what was your exact dollar amount?
We have to overturn it first, so my motion right now is
motion to overturn,
but I'm telling people my intention.
Okay, can I have all those in favor of overturning? Please raise your placards.
Point of order, are we voting to approve, like voting to approve it and then we have to say no, or are we doing the 2/3 vote?
We are voting based on 2/3 to overturn the appropriation committee's allocation. All those in favor, please raise your placards. Is that up? Okay, if you're up, I need like your arm off the table. Okay, Can I have all those opposed raise your placards with your arm off the table? Can I have all those abstaining? Okay, and a vote of 10 to abstention. Okay, and a vote of 10 to 5, that fails. So now I'd smell upon a motion to vote.
Wait, point of order?
Yes.
The very important point that mentioned is the presentation that given is very different from the Virginia community that gave us.
Oh, sorry.
That was... than ours. So that is actually sort of violation of ethics.
Yeah, we can't have a conversation right now. So now we're just back on the floor. So Representative Overton?
Motion to vote.
Do we have a second?
Dissent.
Okay. So now we're voting on whether to leave debate. Can I have all those in favor of leaving debate raise your placards? Can I have all those opposed raise your placards? Can I have all those abstaining? Sorry, guys, I am a very humanities girl and not great at math. 16. Okay, so in a vote of 15-7-3, that motion fails. We needed 16. Yes.
Hold a straw poll on this.
That
motion to hold a straw poll.
It's not a formal motion.
Then I would like to hold a straw poll.
Okay, so
on the allocation currently as is.
If you are in favor of the 908 allocation, say that you are in favor.
Aye.
You literally say it. Yeah. Okay, if you're opposed,
say it. Nay.
Okay, if you're indifferent or planning to abstain, which reminder, usually if you're abstaining, that's because you have a conflict of interest. You should just be abstaining. And I'm abstaining because I can't vote. Okay, so again, we've been talking about this for quite a bit. We have an election today. I have a 6:30 hard stop, so we will be ending this meeting at 6:30. Representative Eisman.
Can I put a motion on the floor to table this?
Second.
Okay, we got a second to that. Do we have...
Can I just ask, table to when?
Next meeting?
Indefinitely. We can pull it later in the meeting if there's time or next week, but I don't want to put a set date on it, so I just said table.
Point of information from Representative Bonta.
So I think President Pollack is coming next week. That's one thing. So the agenda is already sent to her team. The second thing is that I don't know how long she'll take to answer questions. So if this is tabled, it may be after she gets or after she comes to the essay. So like in 2 weeks, if that makes sense.
Okay, based on that information, which I actually did forget was a thing, I'd really like us to vote on this today just because... Yes, if everyone can speak louder, they can't hear us on Zoom. We also have a table on the floor, so we're not in debate right now. Okay, so did we have a second to the table?
Am I allowed to say a point of information?
What?
A point of information? No.
No. Okay, second. Okay, we have a second. Okay, now we're voting. All those in favor of tabling, please raise your placards. And this is the table indefinitely, which I was really frowning upon. Do we have anyone on Zoom? Okay, can I have all those opposed, please raise your placards? Okay, can I have all those abstaining raise your placards?
Do we have anything on Zoom?
Okay, and a vote of 16 to 63, this is tabled.
Point of enrage, just so everyone knows, we have like nine org, like we have a lot of orgs coming in next week, and a lot of them are really big ones as well. So just know tabling this is gonna make next week's meeting even longer.
I would like to really, really second Annie. So like if someone would like to reintroduce this. Just kidding, I was tabled indefinitely. Oh, so
but can I motion to bring it back?
Yeah.
I motion to bring this back. I know we're tired. I know like if you guys think this is a lot, imagine what AFSCOM has to go through like every single week. Like I know it's a lot, but this, when you think about it, this is a lot of the students' money, and that's why like it's important we dedicate time to this, and we should just vote on this today so next week's easier because it's already gonna be a lot.
Can I second that?
Second, perfect. Do we have any dissent to that? Amazing. Can I have all those in favor, please raise your placards. Okay, this can't be a slow raise. So everyone in favor, raise your placards and take your arm off the table. Okay, all those opposed, raise your placards. All those abstaining, raise your placards. Okay. Did quite a few people not vote? Okay, we still had a lot of people not vote. Okay, everyone vote. We're gonna start again. All those in favor of bringing this back on the floor, raise your arm. Okay, all those opposed. All those abstaining. Okay, and a vote of 14 to 9 to 2. Oh, it's back on the floor. Simple majority. Okay, we're back on the floor. Representative Gleiberman.
I would once again like to motion to overturn this. I'm open to an allocation that maybe not as low as five, but I like right now their allocation gives them $136 a year. They have $110 allocation. That's almost their entire, like their rollover is almost their entire allocation. Like we really should at least try to lower that a little bit. So yeah, I motion to overturn and just with the intention of like being open to anywhere in between.
Second, okay. Do we have a dissent to that? Yes.
If we were to vote no on this, would we be able to bring it, like would it go back to AFSCOM and then could we bring it back the next week for a new allocation or how would that work?
So we, can I answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
So basically, once it's overturned, then anyone on the S, like people on the SA can then like offer up numbers, which are then voted on. But the first step to doing that is overturning. So overturning doesn't like mean it's going to be anything new, which is going to be anything like typically, it's just not going to be 908.
And just so I like, that's the same process we did with years a few weeks back. So
Representative Overton.
Point of information, regardless of how you guys want to vote on this, I just want to point out, if we don't vote on this today, we're probably likely not going to vote on it until literally December, because next week is our meeting with President Pollack, and then the following week is Thanksgiving. So I would really, again, smile on a motion to vote. Oh, you already did? Okay, perfect. Then
I didn't know, does anyone second my motion?
I mean, I can second it now.
Okay, my motion was to overturn.
Okay, sure. We had a motion.
No, just...
So we have a second. So we're voting. Okay, perfect. We're in voting right now. You have a point of information, yes?
If we vote in favor of this,
if not. Oh, can you use the microphone?
So just to clarify, if we vote in favor of this, it's not going back to the 550 that you proposed earlier. It's just opening it.
It's just not 908. Okay, all those in favor, please raise your placards. Okay, all those opposed? All those abstaining? Do you know if we got anything? Okay, people, everyone has to vote every time we do this, or I have to go back and do another round of voting. So we are voting again. Everybody vote. All those in favor, please raise your pockets. Okay, all those opposed. All those abstaining. Okay, and a vote of 23-0-2, we've overturned the Appropriations Committee's allocation. Representative Gleiberman.
So it's kind of clear that people want some benefits. I also just think we should be mindful. I would maybe think of something, just putting it somewhere in the middle between something that gives them absolutely no rollover and something that does. I'm trying to get the exact number out right now. I believe it's going to be like $7. I'll have that to you guys in 1 second, but I just like really want people to understand, like just understand how big this rollover is, that it's like basically their whole allocation, which is a very big deal. Rollovers should be taken with context.
Representative Williams.
I mean, this is slightly arbitrary, but I was going to motion for $7.50. I think that that's like about $1.50 off. Instead, it's a little bit more than half, but I think that this would be a sign of good faith and it would allow us to work with them on this rollover. So I guess I motion that number.
Okay, we have a second. Can I take it?
Seth. I don't know.
To make their allocation $7.50.
Yeah, so I think we can take a dissent. Okay, what is your dissent?
So after running the math, it comes out to about like 714. So I would be more comfortable with something like maybe 725 or 730. Like, we don't think it's a lot of money, but like all these things do really add up. And again, it's students' money.
Okay, oh, no, so. We're in voting. So all those in favor of the 750 allocation. Oh no, 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 we're in voting. Yes, so you dissented. So now we are voting on whether to leave debate. Yeah, that was mentioned about. She dissented. Okay. Yeah, so we're gonna need a 2/3 majority to decide whether or not we are going to go into voting. All those in favor?
On the 750.
What?
On the 750.
Yes. All those in favor, please raise your placards. Okay, guys, when I say raise your placards, you cannot raise them after I said raise your placards.
Point of information, this is to end discussion, correct?
Yes. All those in favor, raise your placards. Okay, all those opposed, raise your placards. Okay, all those abstaining. Okay, so in a vote of 13-9-3, that fails. Okay, Representative Katie. Yeah, we're keeping time, we're back to 20 seconds.
I have 20 seconds or is it normal? Oh, okay.
Yep, you have 20 seconds.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. I just would like, instead of just having arbitrary numbers, we either open this up where all members of the SA can see their budget, like Lupus suggested last week, or we send this back to the Appropriations Committee. I think we tabled it because in this meeting, I don't think we're really prepared to throw around numbers. And I'd look favorably at anyone else who motioned either to table, send it back to the Appropriations Committee, or open it up for all members to see, which I don't think we'll have time for tonight.
Okay, Representative Wade.
Can I just POI since?
Sorry.
Yeah, so Wendy just told me, since the SA did vote to overturn the allocation, then we have to decide on a number at this meeting. So we can't table it.
Perfect, thank you.
Just,
Yeah. So just to clarify, I'm doing 20 seconds for us, 40 for her, so she can have like full responses. And yes.
Just going back to the math someone raised, where does the numbers come from? Basically, it's the dollar amount multiplied by 15,000. So that's going to be the differences of the numbers. So when Representative Lieberman said that like these cents make a difference, that's multiplied by 15,000 per every penny times 2 years. So that's just kind of why there's nickel and dime.
Okay, that's time. Thank you. Representative Eisman.
I just wanted to quickly clarify that Representative Gleiberman's number of 550 is, I can verify that is a very accurate number. When I ran analysis on that, I believe it was 548, assuming no rollover. So I think that is a very reasonable number. And I think 750 isn't going to be effective because that will give us less money to work with if we were to provide opportunities elsewhere.
That's time. Thank you. Okay, so again, I'm going down the speaker's list. I would smile upon a motion for $9. Representative Lampert.
Motion to allocate 725.
Second.
Okay.
Send. Hold on. Point of order.
It was a point of order.
Well, yeah, he sent or sent. Anyway.
Oh, okay. So we had
725.
725. Do we have a second?
Second.
Perfect. You have a dissent. Voice your dissent.
Yeah, so very important point because I think that there's a lot of things that the SA members haven't get it entirely. Is the first point is that the presentation given to reporting companies were different. That's number one. Number two, extremely important point that we noted is that if we get the money back to SA, so for those of you who support like subsidies for tickets, we are not against it.
We actually,
if we get the money in the SA, we can subsidize treaty in the SA. Doesn't have to give to them.
That's time. Okay, so now we are voting. We're looking for a two-thirds vote on whether or not to move out of.
He was in the.
Wait, did Lucas leave?
He's at a farm conference right now.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so now we are going to go, we are looking for two-thirds to end debate. All those in favor, please raise your pocket. Thank you. Okay, do we have anything there?
No.
Okay, all those opposed, raise your placards. Off the table. All those abstaining? Did we have any votes there?
No.
Okay, so we're still at 25 then? Okay, perfect. So we didn't get anything from Lucas. Okay, perfect. In a vote of 18-4-3, that passes. So now we are voting on the 725 allocation. Can I have all of those in favor of that point of order? And this can't be an argument.
No, I'm just trying to think. When is the soonest we can put something in an Appendix B saying, like, if you don't spend down this rollover by the end of the next cycle, like, we're going to lower it. So, like basically, we're going to give you 2 years to lower, like, spend the rollover, or, like, we're not going to let you have a rollover anymore. Could we, like...
If someone brings it to the floor.
Okay.
Yeah, which is...
Okay, I'll write.
Okay, so can I have all those in favor of the 725 allocation, raise your placards. Okay, all those opposed. All those abstaining? That was opposed. Okay. In a vote of 15-8-2, that passes. So the new allocation is 725. Okay.
Okay. So now we can look at Haven. So just as a reminder, they requested $4.40. And the Appropriations Committee recommended $4.40.
Representative Wade.
Motion to approve. Oh, sorry, motion to table.
Vote, because this was last week.
Wait, yeah, this is from last week. Yeah, we can't vote. This is a motion to vote or approve.
Second, any dissent to that? Amazing. All those in favor, raise your placards. Okay. All those. Okay. All those opposed? All those abstaining? Okay, and a vote of 23-0-2, that passes. Congratulations.
Okay, so now we can move on to the Community Partnership Funding Board, or CPFB. So just as a reminder, they requested $2, and the Appropriations Committee recommended $2 as well. So their full allocation.
Representative Santa Cruz.
Motion to vote.
Okay. Any dissent? Representative Gleiberman.
All right. So you mentioned. Can you give us some more information, kind of about like what this money goes to?
Yeah, so we kind of discussed this a little
bit. Oh, wait, less. Sorry.
So we can't have a question. Unlike a lot of orgs, I don't think a lot of people here even know what they do. And I think, like, if we're voting on a lot of money, we should have, like, a baseline understanding. I mean, it took, yeah, that's the
set. Okay, so we need a two-thirds vote to go into voting. All those in favor, please raise your placards. Okay, do we have anything there? No. Okay, all of those dissenting.
Oh, dissenting or else?
We haven't done dissent yet, right? Yeah, we're dissenting. Okay, all those abstaining? Did we have a member come back? Did someone vote twice? No. Okay, you're right. Okay, in a vote of 12-8-4, that is not two-thirds, so that does not pass. Representative Gleiberman.
I'd like to yield my time to Lucas Smith.
Okay. Wait. Yeah. I'm not going to do that.
He's one of the people who, like, had something, who, like, gave me some new information about CPFB. That's why.
Yeah. So the way we've been doing it for the most of the year is that you can participate from the floor. So if they're not on the floor, they're not speaking. Representative Katie.
With all due respect, because I do understand there is a lot of concerns whenever we allocate a larger amount of money, I myself did not know much about this organization. I reached out and commented, actually last week, you can read in the minutes, because I wanted to learn more about this. I think we had ample time to go over this, and I think at this point we should allocate them as funded. I also think, as a member of the Appropriations Committee, you likely understand why their allocation is there. So might I ask if there is a motion to allocate less, why?
Representative Wade.
Yeah, speaking just from personal opinion, just from after they came to the Appropriations Committee, I personally just was kind of a little confused about the specific Cornell community impact. So kind of like the undergraduate student bodies, just from my understanding, it just kind of seemed like the grants went to individual students to help the community, which is not kind of in line with like the intention of Byline funded organizations. So that's kind of my decision-making process on it, but I can't speak for the other committee members.
Representative Katie.
I respect that position. I would highlight that anyone on the APSCOM committee who had that concern had ample time to raise it as well. I motion we vote on the allocation of $2.
Second. Okay. Any dissent to that? Representative Gleiberman?
Only after the meeting did I learn that the Einhorn Center funds the CPFB, and they recently got $50 million. For some large amount of money. I forget the exact amount. Lucas told me, and I'm trying to get it from him, but I learned that after, like, the place that funded it got, like, a huge, like...
I have more to... I know about the Einhorn Center.
No. So that was a dissent, so now we are voting. All those in favor, please raise your placards. This is it. This is all those in favor of moving into voting. Okay, all those opposed? Okay. Mari, do you know what your vote would be?
Abstain.
Okay, perfect. All those abstaining? Okay. A ton of people did not vote. Oh, wait, sorry, not a ton, but we missed two people. What? Okay. How many people do we have? We should have 25. We should have 25, right? Okay, did someone forget to vote? Oh, I'm counting your abstention. Okay, so the vote is 16 to 3 to 6. That passes. So now we are moving into voting. All those in favor of the $2 allocation, please raise your placard. Okay, all those opposed. All those abstaining. Okay. In a vote of 14 to 8 to 2, that passes. So that is a $2 allocation.
Okay, so now we can move on to the orgs from this week. So just as a reminder, all the reports that I'm going to present, we don't vote on these, we just discuss them. So this is Cornell University Programming Board, or CUPB. So for some background, for their last byline cycle, they requested $13.55. For this cycle, it's like a one-set increase, so $13.56. So they do like a lot of programming events. They were also able to provide virtual events like last year because of like the COVID pandemic. I'll open it up to like any discussion.
Representative Wade.
Motion to table.
Second. Okay. Any dissent to that? Okay. All those in favor, raise your placards. Okay. All those opposed? Okay, so we're at 24 now. Okay, all those abstaining? Okay, and a vote of 21 to 0 to 2, that motion's tabled.
Okay, so now we can move on to the Professional Fraternity Council, or PFC. So they are a pretty new organization, but for last byline cycle, they asked for 50 cents. On their application, they asked for $6, but then when they came to present to APSCOM, they communicated that that was a mistake, and they were actually requesting $1. The Appropriations Committee recommendation was to not fund them at all. If you read the rationale of the committee, all in all, the committee didn't believe that PFC was really beneficial to like the greater Cornell community. yeah, that's basically what the rationale was for the committee. Yeah, so we'll open up to like discussion.
Yeah, before we open discussion, I just want to say I disagree with this allocation. I do not think that we should take PFC off the byline. We'll open up to debate. Representative Gleiberman.
I just want to say I fully support the Appropriations Committee in this decision. I think there was a lot of talk about like why are they getting funding? Originally, they were kind of created to be this overarching body to fund the orgs under them, but they weren't really doing that. They were spending a lot of money on internal things, and orgs really weren't reaping the benefits. And also, like as we've seen, like in when we talked about their appendix B, like they came and argued that they could like they didn't want it, that they had to like present data or like diversity data or data on like their member classes. And I think that just really shows like, yes, I think the goals of the org were good. And as this lines out, like the committee's open to funding a PFC when that happens. But right now it's not an org I think the SAF should fund. And the clubs under them are still going to get money. They're going to get SAFC money because PFC's original intention was to, original like plan was to be like an SAFC for PFOs, and that wasn't really what was happening.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add that they are appealing this decision, so they're going to bring a representative next week to answer questions and stuff.
Okay. I'm going to go 20 seconds speaking time, but considering that they are going to be coming, I think that we could have this conversation next week if people feel comfortable. Representative Blade.
Yeah, another reasoning that the committee also thought about is like, what is the benefit to the greater Cornell community that's done by the PFC? And besides maybe the random like career session or resume workshop, which I personally don't find necessarily unique, most of the benefit of professional fraternities come within their members, which are in
the okay, that's time. Representative Eisman.
I'd like to motion the table.
Any dissent to that? Okay. All those in favor of tabling, please raise your placards. Okay, all those opposed? All those abstaining?
We got anything on them?
We have no one.
Okay. In a vote of 21-0-2, that passes. Sorry, I thought you said. Okay. Yeah. Representative Valencia.
What?
Oh, no, I was just saying that passes 21-0-2. It's tabled.
Okay, so now we can move on to Cornell Concert Commission. So for some background, for their last funding cycle, they asked for $13. For this cycle, they asked for $13.50, so a 50-cent allocation. And then the appropriations committee recommended $13.50, so their full allocation. So CCC, they provide like concerts and events. Unfortunately, they have been virtual like over the last few semesters just because of COVID. But when they were in person, a lot of their big events had like 3,000 students, most of them being undergraduate students. So CCC is definitely like one of those organizations a lot of like students reap the benefits of. And yeah, I'll open it up to any.
Okay, Representative Katie.
I know a lot of the conversation with similar organizations that had the shift to virtual or less programming. I'm curious, was there any rollover or was any of that discussed in the Appropriations Committee?
Yes. So contrary to like popular belief, like speaker fees remain like the same. So like for like speakers themselves or like whatever, that remained the same. They did save some money on like actual like stage and stuff like that, but they did have like a concrete plan on how they were gonna spend down their rollover.
Representative Gleiberman.
I also want to add to that usually Cornell Concert Commission has like one free event a semester and the rest you have to pay for. They did all free events during COVID, so they weren't getting the subsidy revenue that they usually get from tickets to help offset some of the costs. that kind of led to a much lower rollover than you might expect. And then now I motion to table, or I'll let you know. I motion to table.
Okay. Do you want a motion by unanimous consent?
Oh, I motion by unanimous consent.
Okay, perfect. Any dissent to that? Amazing. You know the next one.
Okay, so the next one is club insurance. So for some background, club insurance provides the insurance for all the clubs.
Or is this in the box?
Yes, oh. All of them are in the box. Okay, so they provide the insurance for all organizations on campus. So for last filing cycle, they asked for $5.10. For this cycle, they asked for $5.40. The Appropriations Committee recommended $0.00, so completely defunding club insurance. The main rationale was basically that this is like a fixed cost that the university should take care of and not students through the USA.
Point of information, point of order, do you know that you submitted their application to the box?
I can fix it. But yeah, in the meantime, we can discuss anything.
I'm going to wait until she finishes. Yeah. I think Representative Valencia, were you supposed to speaking?
No, so it was just basically, that was the main thing.
Okay, before we open the floor, I just want to like point out, like, I don't understand why we keep lowering individuals' allocation. We're coming off a pandemic, and every conversation that we have on this floor is lowering allocations, and I don't understand like our need and like want to do that. Personal opinion, but we can open the floor. Representative Eisman.
Yeah, I just wanted to share because I don't know if the actual rationale is in box or not for everyone to view, but it was disclosed that the university admin does subsidize some of the club insurance. And when asked why they can't cover all insurance, we were really left with I don't know, this has just been the way it has been. So I think that was a big consideration for the Appropriations Committee, is that this really puts an unfair burden on the students to have to cover insurance when admin is already involved in the process.
A question for Representative Valencia. Did they give a reasoning or like solution, say that they were taken off the byline funding? And then follow up to that is, are they appealing this decision?
Yes, so their hearing was last night. So everything was kind of last minute, but they are appealing. If you give me 1 second, they were kind of surprised by the decision of the committee. Basically, they mentioned how they were open to the idea of like the university like subsidizing or like covering the cost that students usually cover, but that they have not had those communications with the university yet. They did mention at the committee meeting that the university does cover part of it. They didn't mention like specifically how much they cover. So this is what the email like says from Carly Boudet. She mentioned how this came up in conversations about why the SAF funds club insurance, but that she mentioned they were great questions to dig into more, but not during a fee/fund setting year. So they are appealing the decision because they do not feel they're ready to be taken off byline funding. Does that answer?
Yeah, okay. Thank you. And then given that we are still have an election and we have quite a few more to go through, I'd smile upon a motion to table since they will be appealing and we're going to have this discussion next week. Representative Overton.
Motion to table.
And was that by unanimous consent?
Sure.
It was then, a motion to table technically.
Yeah, it was. Okay, no, just the regular motion to table.
Okay, all those in favor of tabling, please raise your placards. Okay. All those opposed, raise your placards. All those abstaining. Can we lose someone? Do we have anyone on Zoom? Did anyone not vote? Oh, we lost someone. Okay, so we're at 23 now. In a vote of 17-3-3, that passes and it's tabled.
Okay, and for the last one, it's students helping students, but the VPF technically oversees that, so Annie is going to give a presentation.
Yeah, so basically just to give everyone kind of a little background, students helping students is not an org. It's kind of a way to collect money and then give it to the Financial Aid Review Committee, which is under the SA, to distribute those funds. That's called FARC. So I'm gonna just say, so SHS is basically just a mechanism to raise money for FARC to distribute it. FARC also gets funds from the Summer Experience Grant, which is funded through a line item in the SA's allocation. So the Appropriations Committee recommends funding students helping students at $1 for the next cycle. And the main reasoning for this is just to understand SHS was set up and can only fund emergencies. So like for family, medical, like emergency funds, only thing it can use. Historically, there's been very little demand for this fund, even during the pandemic. It's accumulated a significantly large rollover, and the committee could still fund up to 4 times the amount it has been funding funding annually with the current allocation. So even with that it looks like a decrease, they're still gonna be able to fund more than ever before. Another thing that was considered is that Summer Experience Grant, which FARC also distributes, is super popular. Students love that. And there was an increased funding of that. The funding of that doubled for the upcoming cycle. So FARC now has more money than ever to spend on both their programs, including a bigger allocation to the one that's much more popular. I don't necessarily think it's good that students are going to the Summer Experience Grant, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that students aren't having as much emergencies and needing to access this fund. Even during COVID, there was a surprisingly very low number of applicants. And over the past years, the amount requested and allocated from the Summer Experience Grant is often 2 to 3 times the amount from the Students Helping Students Fund. And so, yeah, we're still allowing them to fund more than ever before. And we are increasing funding to the thing that FARC does that students really like and seem to want money from.
Perfect, thank you. I'm gonna open it by saying what I've been saying all night. I don't understand our need to take away money from students and student organizations. I'd also like to say that this is an organization that helps predominantly students who need it in financial situations, which a lot of times is low income and minority students. For anyone who's a humanities major now, a lot of us use the Summer Experience Grant. It gives people opportunities to do research. It gives them opportunities to take unpaid internships, stuff along those lines. I think we should be thinking about first-gen low-income students when we're doing this.
I just want to respond saying we're not talking about the Summer Experience Grant now. We're just talking about the Students Helping Students Fund of that FARC gives. So I am completely in favor of giving more money run into that, which the SA already voted on as a whole. So just to clarify, this is not affecting the Summer Experience Grant at all. This is affecting the Students Helping Students Fund.
Okay, then I double back and also say we shouldn't be lowering our allocation. Oh, I just got a warning that we have 10 minutes left, so I'm gonna need a motion to extend the debate, but also that I don't think that we should be lowering this allocation. Yes, because this is still on the floor technically. So I would smile upon, Representative Gleiberman, do you know if they are planning to appeal?
I don't, but the allocation, like this was all happening like last night and like they only got this in the morning. So like I'm not gonna say yes or no because.
Okay, question for Representative Valencia. Do you know that?
Yes, so they did communicate with me that they are looking to appeal.
Okay, amazing. So given that they're planning to appeal next week and we will have that conversation, I'd smile upon a motion to table. Representative Santa Cruz.
Motion to table.
Second. Okay, can I have all those in favor of tabling? Please raise your placards. Okay, all those opposed? All those abstaining? Okay, and a vote of 20-0-3, that is tabled.
Okay, so for next week's presentations, on Monday, November 15, in room 145 of Margaret Hall, at 5:30, we're gonna hear from class councils. At 6:30, we're gonna hear from CU Tonight. At 7:30, we're gonna hear from Outdoor Odyssey. And then on Wednesday, November 17, in RAND room 304, so in like the Fine Arts Building, at 6 p.m., we're gonna hear from orientation. At 7 p.m., we're gonna hear from Alana. And at 8 p.m., we're gonna hear from CSC. So like the Club Sports Council, that's a new violent org. And SAFC, they're requesting a new hearing. So yes.
Amazing. Point of information.
Sorry. Oh, yes.
Is this for the Appropriations Committees are getting this presentation or is it all of us?
It's Appropriations Committee, but I have to announce it to the whole essay. So, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Valencia. Okay, so now we'll move into initiatives. Yes.
Mentioned something about earlier during discussion about time coming to an end. So I wasn't sure if we have enough time to go through initiatives.
Yep. If I have a motion on the floor to extend debate, Representative Gleiberman.
This is more a question. Just because I don't think people realize how like long next week's meeting is going to be, would people and how much time should be dedicated to talking about every one of these orgs and their budgets? Would people be open to possibly an extra essay meeting sometime before like December, whenever like we have to submit the last one? Because I really think we should be giving like having these good discussions about orgs and their money. And I don't really think we have time right now for that in like the crunch time that's going about to come up in all the orgs and all these appeals.
So just to give you that, like, basically our plan is to do an extended meeting both next week and the last week. And the last week will be two meetings to like allocate. So we'll end and adjourn at 6:30. I was gonna send out an email and then continue that debate. So that might honestly just be a long night for everyone. But that's the current plan. Okay, so initiatives we got through. Representative Lambert.
Motion to extend debate by 15 minutes.
Okay, second. Can I have all those in favor raise your placards? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Okay, and a vote of 8-9-3, that fails. Okay, so we got 6 minutes. We are on business of the day, which is internal elections for Vice President of Finance. Okay, I will entertain any motions on the floor.
Point of information?
Oh.
Yes.
We're doing it. Are we able to do a 6-minute internal elections?
Technically, because we didn't have an extension, we are.
Okay.
Okay. Motion to a 5-minute extension, which would be 6:35 p.m. All those in favor, please raise your placards.
All those opposed? All those abstaining? And a vote of, okay, we lost two people. We've lost two people. Okay, so we're at 21. Okay, and a vote of 16-4-1 that passes. So now we're extended to 6:35. We have 10 minutes on the floor. Let's mull upon any motions on the floor. Representative Baker.
Motion to adjourn. I don't think we can have like a good election in 10 minutes.
Second. Okay. Voice your dissent.
I feel like we're all ready to vote. So.
We're having clarification.
I dissent.
Okay, we can't have a debate on that.
But we can vote on it, right?
You can vote not to adjourn. Okay, all those in favor of adjourning, please raise your placards. Okay, that was in favor. All those opposed. All those abstaining? Okay, and a vote of 7-12-2 that passes?
7-12.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a little tired. 7-12-2, that fails. Okay. Representative Juan.
I don't know if this is allowed, but like motion to permit the candidates to have 2 minutes of speaking time and then vote.
Okay.
Be a secret ballot.
Oh, two. We do, because we're at 6:35, right?
No, because that failed.
No, 6:35. Okay. So that is 2 minute speaking time.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor, please raise your placards. Okay, wait, sorry guys, you guys can't go up and down. All those in favor of the 2 minute speaking time. All those opposed. All those abstaining? Okay, and a vote of 20-0-1, that passes. And so our two candidates on the floor were Representative Eisman and Representative Valencia. I don't actually remember what order we got them. It was quite a while ago. Was it Representative Valencia was first? Okay, so you have 2 minutes to speak. Sorry, I don't know where my phone is. Is there any way you can set a timer for us?
I need to leave.
You're so good. You're free to leave. Yes. Or actually, don't worry, I got it. Okay, so, why don't both of you go to the table? Sorry, we are 6 minutes to go. can we have everyone at the table?
Thank you.
Good luck on it for everyone who has prelims. Okay, Representative Valencia, you have 2 minutes on the floor. I'll hit once when you have 1 minute left. I will count down from 10. Okay, and go.
Okay, so hi everyone, I'm Valeria, and I'm again running to be Vice President of Finance. So I ran over the summer, and I've been on the committee since last year, so this is my third semester on the committee. I'm running because I'm pretty familiar with what the Appropriations Committee does. I worked really closely with the past two Vice President of Finance, so I know what the committee does, I know what the work entails. I think a lot of the work that the Vice President of Finance does is really behind the scenes. So that's like communicating with all like 29 different byline funded orgs, making sure the committee members show up, making sure that we write the reports, making sure that we follow like all the guidelines, just a lot of the work is being done behind the scenes.
I'm running because I do believe that I'm really qualified for this position. As you all know, I was kind of like thrown in the position in the middle of the semester, but even then I was able to keep the allocation byline process going. And I really do understand how important this byline process is, right? We're allocating $9 million across 2 years. It's like a very important role to have. And yeah, I'm running because I know how to do the work and I've been on the committee for a while. I have the experience and I believe that I'm fully capable of running the committee. I'm also open to any Appendix B changes. I know there's been a lot of discussion about NDAs and stuff like that. That's something we can definitely look into, right? Not this semester because we run out of time, right? But that's like a discussion we want to have. I think it's a discussion worth having. So yeah, I'm running to be Vice President of Finance.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And I realize we need to vote by silent ballot. Is there any way you could create a ballot for us? Okay, amazing. And then we have Representative Eisman. Also, before he goes, I'd smile upon a motion to extend. We have 4 minutes. I don't think that's very reasonable. Representative Overton.
Motion to extend the debate by 5 minutes.
Okay, that'll put us at 6:40. All those in favor, please raise your placards. All those opposed? All those abstaining? In a vote of 17-0-1, that passes. Okay, Representative Eisman, you have 2 minutes.
Good evening, everyone. I want to just first thank Representative Wade for the nomination for the Vice President for Finance position, and I'm excited to share my platform. So since my appointment to the Appropriations Committee, I have made really the allocation process my top priority. I spent this past summer learning from Representatives Kleiberman and Baker about the byline cycle and have made the time and effort to be present at every meeting so far, including the additional meetings that had to be scheduled for the application extensions. I have also made special efforts to become very familiar with each 31 organizations and have leveraged my Excel skills to run data analysis on nearly every spreadsheet to help ask the relevant questions during each hearing. So I believe I'm qualified to serve as the next VPF. Furthermore, I'm deeply committed to ensuring that the Appropriations Committee is a fair and streamlined process that benefits all parties, and recognize that the VPF position has a great sense of responsibility ensuring this execution. So if elected as the next VPF, then I'm working with the SA to encourage the following changes. I think the most prevalent one is fostering more transparency between the Student Assembly, the Appropriations Committee, and the byline organizations to improve communication by working with the Office of Assemblies to make received applications available for public viewing pursuant to Appendix A, Section 4. I also would like to create a standardized template for future byline applicants to reduce confusion and burden when submitting budget information. And I would also like to implement a formal plan of action for shifting umbrella organizations away from SAFC restrictions so that they can distribute funding directly and more appropriately to their sub-organizations for the next cycle. I just want to close off by saying I envision a future where the Appropriations Committee is not only a channel for funding, but also a hub for entrepreneurial change and collaborative innovation. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I would smile upon a motion to vote. Representative Williams.
Motion to vote.
We're gonna be doing it by silent ballot. Ooh,
class. Oh, we can't.
Yeah, we can't do that on
the ballot. We can't do secret ballot.
Point of inquiry, we can go on the ticket section. Put it in the slot.
Because.
Put it in the slot.
The private Slack. He was going to put the form in the Slack.
Put it in the Slack.
But yeah, thank you. That's what we were just talking about. He was going to put it in the Slack. My only concern is people who aren't here voting.
Also.
Yeah, Representative Overton.
Is it possible to create a new Slack channel if only the members present?
That's what you just said.
Okay, so I can't hear Joseph all the way over here, my bad.
You're cool.
Or Representative Mola.
Okay, so
point of in order, why are we doing secret ballots when those are only allowed to be reserved for executive session?
Okay.
Point of information.
I mean, there's no, I didn't get a motion for
point of information.
Session. Representative Eisen.
In our bylines, it states that elections for office is by secret, shall be by secret ballot, and VPF is included in that. So
yeah, unless we were doing it by secret ballot.
I'm sorry. I thought she asked if we.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I'm
just
saying we don't need a motion unless.
Okay, Representative Templeman.
So I know like a lot of people like left. I mean, I feel like it makes sense for them to vote. I feel like they both like they know both candidates and they've been at they were at this meeting today. So even if they left now,
only the people who were involved in the discussion can vote. And they the people who were involved in the discussion who left came. We had from Representative Baker and there was someone else, right? Representative Bonsa too.
Okay.
Okay, so Joseph is doing this super quickly. What are we looking on, Tom? Motion to extend by 5 minutes, if someone would motion. Representative Eisen.
Motion to extend by 5 minutes.
Second. Can we roll it back and just say that that was by unanimous consent? Can you say it was by unanimous consent?
By unanimous consent.
Okay, do we have a dissent to that? Amazing. Okay, so now we're extended to 6:45. And then I will, if you're comfortable, I'll use his laptop so he can vote because I can't vote. Since I chaired. I mean, you're gonna get in. You're in the chat, so. Did you put him in? Okay, so just make sure that you, what? Okay. Okay. What? Yeah, the candidates can't vote. Just the channel. Leave Slack.
Is anybody who's here not voting member who's not in the channel that's just been made? It's entitled Voting for VPF. Hashtag.
You might want to make it a private channel.
Yes, that's a good idea. It says that they left. I don't see that. Yeah, they're both gone. Okay.
I think we're going to
be the form. Should I send the form?
Yeah, send the form. Okay.
Okay, the form.
Yes. A quick question. Vivi Mulam, is this form the one who's voting, or?
This is voting for your VP finance. Perfect, thank you so much. Oh, this one, this is yours. Okay.
Point of inquiry.
Yep.
May I use the restroom?
Have you already? Oh, you're not even voting.
Yeah. Am I able to? Okay.
You're fine. Although we're almost done.
I can see screens, so I don't want to can I just go to the back?
What?
I can see people's screens and phones, and I don't want, and I don't know. I feel it's weird.
Yeah. Yes, you can leave if you'd like. Okay, this is really close, so I need everyone to vote. Are we missing any votes? I can't vote. Oh, sorry. Okay, how many were we supposed to have on here? Okay, so we only have... Okay, so we should have two more votes.
Oh, for those people who left and gave us.
Would that include Annie?
Yeah.
I think it does. Okay. So... Okay. Do we have both candidates here? Okay, yeah, he's here. Okay, so the winner in your new VPF is Valeria Valencia. Congratulations. Okay, yes, Representative Wade.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
By unanimous consent.
Amazing. Thank you.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.